Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, welcome to our show that's for you and about you. Those you work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, cash flow, prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you live that life you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But most importantly, guys, it's about creating a life of purpose and meaning and creating a ripple effect through the lives of others. Because as you're blessed financially, you can be a more powerful instrument and tool to create value for others. Guys, thank you so much for allowing my ripple effect to continue through you. Again, thank you for binging and sharing. And really, now we've got into the top 1% of podcasts in the entire world, all because of you guys. And you guys are amazing. You're awesome. Thank you so much. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Also, please go to iTunes. You know, like us, rate us, love us, you know, write a review. Love to have you guys be able to share your thoughts and, of course, what you love about the show. I'd love to hear what your feedback is. And hey, you know, I'd love to hear the topics that resonate most with you. So please share that with us. Thanks.
Hey, guys, quick shout out to our sponsor, American Homeowner Preservation. Hey, guys, if you want to make a great rate of return with little money out of pocket, even as little as $100, and do it while helping other people as well, check these guys out. The website's fundingahp.com. The way they do it, they crowdfund money, people's money together to go and help essentially become the bank. They buy people's mortgages that are defaulting, people that are late on their mortgages. They help them refinance, stay in their home and or sell their home so that they can be in a better financial position. And the cool thing is that they pay awesome returns and they pay it monthly. And like I said, you can invest with as little as $100. So check them out. Websites, fundingahp.com. That's fundingahp.com. Check them out.
Today, guys, I want to talk about a few things. Before I do, just quick thing. Many people realize, I had a guy tell me he actually found me through YouTube, like a lot of people do, especially on the insurance side of things, the life insurance side for the infinite banking stuff, right? And he said, Chris, you are the worst marketer I've ever met. Yeah, he said, your marketing is horrible. He's like, I didn't realize you actually do consulting as well. And so, yes, I have it myself as well as a team of coaches that I have that we actually do consult people, actually help you to create this anti-financial plan to help you be able to get out of the rat race faster so you can hit your goals knowing what you can do with your money to get it working for you so you don't have to keep working for money. So I have that. And yes, I do the infinite banking. I actually design those policies myself. So I create and guarantee that they will be the best, highest ROI policies, which is why I call it Max ROI Infinite Banking. So just want to let you guys know, since obviously you guys probably think I don't talk about what I do enough with you guys and with, you know, those of you that are my clients, you already know, but many of you don't, that's what I do. All right. So let me get into today's topic, because today is definitely essential in what's going on right now, because we're seeing, as of today, this is April 12th, I'm recording this. So Monday, April 12th, 2021, the stock market's just about, is just flirting with that all-time high once again, right? The S&P is now over 4,100. It's about 4,125 right now as I'm seeing it. It's like the sky's the limit, right? And the big question on everybody's mind that's been going on for years, which is, when will the market actually correct itself? When will it pull back? You know, or even better yet, will it keep going higher? Can it go much higher, right? And all these questions that are coming out right now, which is, what, you know, what's going on with the market? Do we stay in it? Do we get out? I know many of you guys have been asking this question of me. You've been asking this in general, right? Is, hey, how long do we go in? Do we just stay in this? Is it going to be like this? Is this the quote unquote new normal of the stock market, right? So I want to talk about that today, is how high can it possibly go? Quick answer. The answer is it can go as high as it wants to. That's the quick answer, right? The truth is the stock market and the economy are nowadays has very little correlation to each other anymore, right? There is some correlation between the economy and the stock market, but it really isn't. For example, when they're afraid that the Feds are going to raise interest rates, good news becomes bad news, right? So if all of a sudden we see great, you know, great unemployment numbers, people start freaking out because they don't want interest rates to rise because that raises costs in companies, cutting into company profits, and voila, therefore the stock prices go down, right? Flip side, you know, bad news can be good news. You know, if all of a sudden you hear that the economy is not as strong as they thought, it could be good news in different types of markets. This is something I saw all the time when I was training people how to trade stocks and options. They would say, hey, how do we read the news and stuff? Which was one of my favorite thing was looking at the intermarket analysis, right? Like, how are the different markets affecting each other? The truth is that it just depends on what the sentiment is. Obviously, stock investors, right? I actually like to refer to them as more gamblers because the truth is you're in the stock market, you're not an investor, you're a gambler. You're riding waves. You have no control like real investors do. Real investors like control. See, when Warren Buffett invests in the market, he doesn't go in and buy stocks. He goes and buys companies and he buys a controlling interest so he can be on the board of directors, help make some of those critical decisions to make sure that he hedges his bets, right? He makes sure that he has some sort of influence over that company. Now, he doesn't have influence over the whole market, right? Just like if I buy real estate, I don't have influence over the whole real estate market, but I do have influence on that I'm able to call the shots. But understand that when most people are in the market, almost everybody, right, is in the stock market right now. If you don't have millions, if not billions of dollars sitting in the market right now, you're basically nothing. You mean nothing to them. You are just dumb money, right? You're just the masses. You know, you are not the hedge funds that we've already seen crazy stuff going on. You are not the money managers that are actually pumping money in. You're not even the billionaires that are pumping money in these markets, right? Elon Musk decides to buy a stock. Everybody hears about it. The stock price goes up, but then it goes up more because people start saying, well, if Elon does it, I should too. Or if Warren Buffett buys it, I should buy it as well, right? Everything's manipulated by a lot of fear or greed, scarcity emotions, ironically enough, which scarcity is the one thing you don't want to be betting on. Now, you can make money in these markets. It is possible to do that. It is possible to figure out market sentiments and start to play off of those people and figure out how to make it work and pull money out before, you know, as the dumb money is starting to go in, you can pull the money out before it starts going down, right? By the way, anytime you start seeing the masses go into a certain investment or a certain type of product or anything of that nature, when the masses start jumping in, when the masses start thinking it's a good idea, that is at the time you start to consider, maybe I should not be doing this anymore, right? Same thing we've seen with Bitcoin, right? You ride waves. Again, you're not an investor if you have Bitcoin or any type of Litecoin, Ethereum, nothing, right? Doesn't matter what you are. You are not an investor. You're simply a gambler playing the numbers. You're riding waves. And hey, if you're okay with that, great. And by the way, when I told my stock trading clients, I said, hey, you're not an investor. You're a gambler if you're learning this stuff, because investors don't do this kind of thing. Real investors look for value add. They look for ways to create value, ways to ensure that they get high returns with lower risk. They try to get their risk as low, close to zero as possible. But the stock market doesn't care about that stuff, right? You don't have any control over it. It's going to go up or down whether you like it or not, right? So that's the thing. Doesn't matter what you pick, you're still gambling. You're still riding waves. Here's my thing. I'm opening up to be wrong. My prediction is that the market can continue to go up as long as it wants to. Here's the things that could make it go down. Now, the reason why it keeps going up is because right now, all the money's being pumped. The government is printing money like crazy, right? They are printing it so fast and so hard that it's driving up inflation naturally. And by the way, they're okay with that. The feds are okay with this. The government's okay with this. By the way, they want inflation. They want to force inflation. Like I mentioned on a podcast, we talk about deflation, right? Deflation is one of their worst fears because now their debt becomes more expensive. But with inflation, your debt becomes cheaper. So they can just print money like crazy and they can just keep printing those bonds and everything they want to do to make this work, right? Now, when they print this money, a lot of, you know, some of you might have been getting this money too. And I haven't got a dime of any of the stimulus money that's been going out. I'm considered too rich to get anything like that, right? But here's the thing is that the average Joe and Jane are out there are getting checks thrown at them left and right. And they're like, well, thank you. All right, well, what do I do with it? Well, when you start seeing them say, well, okay, I've paid off some debt. I kind of built up some savings. But I'll tell you, I've heard many, many people, they don't really care about building up savings. They're thinking, well, this is not even my money. So what can I do to make more money with this? So many are saying, well, should I buy a house? Or, hey, maybe I should throw money in the stock market. Maybe I should go invest in stocks for the first time in my life, right? By the way, that number's ticking upward again. close to where it was pre-recession last time. And even like with Y2K, about two-thirds of people now are jumping in the stock market. More than half are getting into the stock market right now. So people are starting to throw in their money in. People are throwing money into Bitcoin because they're like, hey, that thing's going up. Why not? Right. And of course, people always say, well, how high can it go? Again, those things, if you keep asking that question, the truth is it can go as high as it wants to, right? Or as high as it can feel supported. Here's what you got to look out for, though, because markets, they can swing up and down all they want, right? The thing you have to look out for is one, how much dumb money is going in. And dumb money, I mean, like when the masses are throwing their money in, when people that have no business really being in the stock market or throwing money in the market, that is the time that you start to see the writing on the wall. Doesn't mean it's going to go down tomorrow. This could go on for months, sometimes years, for people to pump money in these markets. Right now, the stock market's fine. So remember that dumb money's going in, that could be a bad indicator. Number two, also watch to see what's happening. What do the traders look for? Now, understand that the price of the stock market specifically, right, has been priced in based on an economic recovery post-COVID, right? Now, what can upset that is if all of a sudden we get shut down again. If things start shutting down, that can drive the market down. Understand, again, the stock market and the economy are not the same. So if they're already pricing all these things into stocks, by the way, stocks are already overvalued more than double, right? It's ridiculous right now how much is overvalued. One chart even showed it was about 249% just about a month or two ago. So 249% overvalued. That's based on current, you know, what should be the valuation of a company. Now, again, companies' valuation can depend on whatever investors want it to be. But again, if now earnings can't support it because something goes wrong, like they have to shut down again, costs go up. That's another thing. If taxes go up, that can shut it down. You know, always watch for what might be taking money out of companies' pockets. And remember, investors, stock market, you know, the stock market traders and people like that. And by the way, 90% of stock trades are not people. They're AI now, right? So it's not even people doing these trades, right? It's really just AI. That's why you can't even say investors anymore, because it's just computers looking for keywords and news and things like that to start buying companies. And it's been going hog wild, right? So anyways, this is all happening. What are they looking for? They're looking to see if any sign that might swing it either way. They're looking for signs of what happens to earnings. You know, what happens to profits? Is it going to be what we expect? What's going to happen in the future? They're always forward thinking about what's going to happen, not what's happening now, but what's going to happen. Now, if something happens in the present that didn't match up to what they thought was reality, that can cause the market to go down. Vice versa, if all of a sudden something in the present is better than what they expected, it can go up, right? But right now, we're not even seeing that. We're just seeing straight up. We're not even seeing it going down. So it's going nuts. Again, forced inflation by the government's creating this. This is why the stock market has gone up really now for 12 straight years. 12 years. You guys understand that in the 90s, the late 90s, when we had the roaring 90s, the stock market went up for 6 straight years, and then it went down for 3. And then the 2000s from, you know, went up 4 years and then it went down. So 2003 through 2007 went up and then went down 2 years. It went up 4, down 2. Notice it's almost always a 2-to-1 ratio of up and down years. Now, then after that, we had from 2009 on, it's been straight up for 12 straight years, guys. Now, I want to give you some numbers here about what this means, okay? 30-year average, the 30-year average of the S&P, if you actually plug in the numbers, it is about an 8.3% rate of return. Guys, for an average, this is actually kind of high. Generally, historically speaking, we've been around 7-8%. That's not too abnormal, right? But we're still a little bit on the high side because, again, we're hitting record highs right now, right? And especially if you happen to time it just right where the 30-year mark is like at the bottom of a recession and then hit a top, then it's going to look more skewed. For example, 20-year average from 2001 to 2021 has been 6.5%. So it's been a little bit less than the typical average. 10 years, so just from 2011 till now, has been a 12% average, almost on the head. Now I went look at the 12-year average. What's since the beginning? Since because remember about the bottom was March of 2009. I went from April 2009 till now, 15.5%, guys. 15.5. That's about double the usual return in the stock market. Even for 5 years, the 5-year average from 2016 on. So even before Trump got elected, right? Even during that whole 2016, which it was kind of flat a little bit, right? At least for the first part of 2016, it's still been a 15% average, guys. This is why you do not want to trust people that have been in the stock market for the last 12 or so years, because they think the market just goes up. You know, this is why financial advisors are dangerous. This is why the millennial generation thinks that somehow the stock market is the answer. Guys, I'm telling you, this is out of whack, completely out of whack. And you know it. You know it is, right? It's completely out of whack. Now, can it support the whack? Yes, it can support it, because if they keep printing money and forcing inflation much higher than they're telling you, it's not like 2% like they're telling you. This is way more than 2%. And you know it. You know your lifestyle. The standard of living is going up more than 2%. Understand that 2% inflation rate, that's the goal, right? That means your standard of living should only double, based on the rule of 72, should only double once every 36 years. Let me ask you, let me go back 36 years. This would take you back to 1985. Are you spending just double what you were spending in 1985? Are house prices only double from 1985? Guys, you know this is bull, right? This is complete myth. This is a complete lie. And they're telling you, hey, we're just going for the 2% average. Yeah, that's it. No, they're not. The inflation rate's much higher than that. This is why that 4% rule cannot hold. If you're trying to keep, you make sure you can have enough money with inflation, you shouldn't go off a 4% rule, maybe a 3% rule in the stock market. So if you have $1 million, you pull out $30,000 a year max, because with the way they're trying to force inflation now, I don't know how ridiculous it's going to get. Now, we just talked about deflation. Now, the reason that deflation could happen is because if people stop spending money or things just start shutting down, deflation could be the natural result, especially as technology improves things. But we're not seeing that right now, are we? Because we're seeing less production. By the way, now let's jump away from the stock market to the economy. There are two separate things. The economy, the health of the economy is based on production and flow and velocity and speed, right? Everything's based on production. My wife was just watching a YouTube video about beekeepers, right? And this beekeeper, the guy is, I'll let you know, I'm scared to death of bees, right? Like ridiculously scared of bees, you know, like it's irrational. It's ridiculous, right? You know, I see a bee, I want to swat at it, which makes it want to attack me more, you know? This guy will walk around in shorts and t-shirt. He will go and reach into his hives and do all kinds of stuff. He'll get stung a few times. He doesn't care, right? Now, his normal bees, right? The ones that are more US-based bees, right? These ones are more docile. He, as long as he has slow, steady motions, he doesn't do anything too crazy. A lot of times he won't even get stung. He can even go and get the honey and be okay without a bee suit. However, this guy did have his highest production, his highest producing hives. In fact, it was like a way high stack. These hives were massive, were from these bees that were much more aggressive. The queen was a very aggressive queen. The queen determines what the workers do. They expanded their area to the point where if you got within a few hundred feet, they were attacking you. You weren't even next to their hive and they will still attack you because they enlarged their area. They were even more aggressive than like Africanized honeybees. So these bees are just going crazy to the point where he had to finally kill the hive because the hive was getting ridiculous. Now he hated killing hive. Why? Because the reason they're most aggressive is because they create a greater area. They're working like crazy. They're pumping out production. They made 4 or 5 times more honey than any of his other hives. That is the key for the economy. It's how much honey are we producing, right? What are we producing out there? Now, if production gets limited, right? Taxes, like I said, costs, which can also affect stocks, can also affect the economy. Higher taxes means worse economy in most cases. It's taken from the rich and given to the poor does not help the economy. In fact, it only worsens it and usually forces inflation to where those people on the bottom remain at the bottom. You know, if you dump water from one end of a deep end of a pool to put it in the shallow end of the pool, what happens is the water goes right back to the deep end of the pool again. It just levels out again. So throwing money at people has never been the answer. It's always about production. What can you personally produce and create value for people? That is the number one secret to creating massive wealth. How can I create more value for more people? Companies are doing the same thing. That has always been the secret. Since the beginning of time, the secret is being, how do we create more value? Now, in the last 100 or so years, you know, even almost 200 years now, going from the 19th century on, it became about production, right? Even 1900, the assembly line of Ford, it's been about production. Well, now we're talking more about efficiencies. It's not always just production. It's not just about stamping things out on assembly line, right? Even though systems are good, now it's more about how do we create efficiency, not just through systems, but through technology and other aspects, right? So there's all these factors at play. That is key. But what are we having right now? We're having massive swings happening with the tech sector. Not so much that the tech sector, a lot of these tech companies have anything to brag about, right? But they're still getting paid. Now we're seeing real estate blow up, aren't we? Why? One of the big key factors is that your replacement cost to build a property right now, lumber prices have tripled in the last 12 months. Now the lumber price is over 1,100 bucks, where before it was right about 340 or so, especially with COVID, it went down, dropped a little bit, popped back up. It was still over, even pre-COVID, it was around 440, 450, but now it's like 1150 today, over 1150, right? Lumber is ridiculously expensive and inventory is small. People say, is a bubble stop in the real estate market right now? Not even close. The bubble last time happened because there was overproduction, over appraisals, like ridiculously insane appraisals. Right now is the opposite. Now people are paying higher than asking prices for properties because there's so it's low, almost record low inventory. Houses are turning like that. Lumber prices are up. So it's causing the prices to skyrocket. Is that going to affect people? Yes. Will it eventually calm down? Yes, it has to. But that doesn't stop the prices going up in real estate. So when people say, oh, it's going to happen again, not even close. There's a much bigger chance of the stock market crashing right now because of overvaluation than the real estate market, which is still undervalued and underproducing. And because now we don't have as much manufacturing supplies, it lengthens out construction. And I'm telling you, this kind of stuff where we don't have manufacturing coming in, or where also we have fights with China and then we can't get all the materials we need and those kind of things, that hinders production. And when production is hindered, when we can't produce as much and as fast, the economy suffers. It slows down. So guys, we're already seeing this happen. But again, with all the news and all the hype, we can't tell. We can't see that things in some places are going crazy. Financial sector is going crazy. Mortgages are going crazy. Real estate's going crazy, right? We're even seeing inflated prices going crazy with the markets and stuff because people are throwing money at things. Even consumer spending is kind of crazy because, again, we're throwing money at people. But we are going to see a point where there might be a shortage of food. We might be a shortage of supplies. These things will drive up prices and hinder production. So watch out for that stuff. That stuff will affect the stock market. Again, we're looking at euphoric conditions right now. Everybody's on cloud nine. There's no end in sight. Everything looks amazing, right? Even when they talk about COVID, it's always about the vaccines and how that's going to come out and help everything. Well, what happens when that doesn't quite hold true to people's image in their mind, especially in the stock market's image in their mind? If that doesn't hold true, we see it correct. So guys, I'm not telling you to sell your stocks right now. I'm not even telling you to buy stocks. All I'm telling you is to watch and listen and really look for the signs that really what you're seeing everybody looking for right now, which is, hey, we've already planned that everything's supposed to go back to normal. What if it doesn't? If it doesn't go back to normal, your stocks will suffer, right? The question is, do we want to be there when it happens? Or can we be somewhere else where we can make money more certainly, where we don't have to worry about watching all this stuff and almost feel like you have to become an economic genius to figure out what's going on? You don't have to do that, guys. There are other alternative paths. That's why they're called alternative investments. Things outside of the stock market you could do that could get you steady, consistent, predictable cash flow. Not gambling on whatever swings are going on. If you want to gamble money, great. I got some money gambling, but it's money that if I lose, I don't lose anything. My livelihood is fine. That should be the same for you guys. You should not be gambling all your life on something you have no control over, because when you have no control, you have no freedom. You can never have financial freedom when there's no control. That's my challenge to you guys. I hope this is valuable for you. Again, watch for the things that aren't meeting expectations. Listen to what's out there. If you're going to stay in the market, be ready, be on guard, because there will be a point where things have to come back into balance. 15% is not the average stock market can sustain, especially for the last now, 15.5% the last 12 years is ridiculous. There's going to be a correction. We don't know when. It's going to be after things start to come back into balance and really expectations don't get met. That's what's going to happen, guys. So watch for it. Be careful. And I hope you make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.